Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nechagitol Bas Rachel Esther, Rachel Sach Wachasei Adea, Gil Shana Bas Nechagitol, Lezara Shel Kayama, Zara Dilo Yivso for Dilo Yivto, Bibizgame Araisa, and for Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Lebracha Behatzlacha, Echol Maasei Yedehem. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, in the fourth parak in Halacha Aleph, Va'af Urim V'Tum Shabi Ba'yisheni Lo'yu Meshivim Baruch HaKodesh. The Urim V'Tumim that they had in Ba'yisheni did not answer with Ruach HaKodesh, V'lo Hayu Nish'alim Bahen, and they didn't ask them questions. Shenamar, as it says, Adamod Kohen L'Urim U'L'Tumim, as it says, until the Kohen stands for the Urim and the Tumim. So how does it prove that they didn't have it in Bayis Sheni? From the Pasuk of Adam or Kohen L'Urim B'Tumim. So the Makor of the Rambam is from the Pesukim in Sefer Ezra. Or B'nei HaKohanim, B'nei Chivya, B'nei HaKotz, B'nei Barzilai, Shalok, B'nei Barzilai, G'la D'Isha, V'Ikral Shemam, Eile Bikshu K'savam, HaMesiachsim, V'lo Nimtzu, V'Igolim, and HaKuhuna. So these Kohanim looked for their K'sav Yichus, and they couldn't find it. And then Tarshas Hashet said to them, "Ashloyecha mikodesh hakadoshim adamod kohen urim v'tumim," that they are not able to eat from kachim until the kohen stands for urim v'tumim. This is a period when many of the people came up to Eretz Yisrael from Golus Bavel, and they're enumerating the Jews l'shiftehem. Whoever was at Ksav Yichus was accepted as a Kohen Kosher, but B'nei Barzilai Giladi, that they didn't find their Ksav Yichus, so HaTarashta, who was Nehemiah, as Rashi says, told them they can't eat from the Kodesh Kedoshim until the Kohen stands for the Urim V'Tumim. Rashi says, Ksuv Chavtal on the base, Kodim Shoyim Elechavero, Ad Sheyavoi Mashiach. It's like saying until Mashiach comes, because the Urim V'Tumim, they didn't have in Bayis Sheni. So they couldn't solve their problem in Bayis Sheni of not having the Yichus, because they didn't know because the Urim V'Tumim weren't answering questions. So Memela, they didn't know what Yichus they had, and they weren't able to eat from Kachim until Ad Omer HaKohen Urim V'Tumim, in other words, when Mashiach comes. So Agon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in the Chedusha Agram Bagritz explains that this, that they weren't Nishal, is a din. In other words, it's not just a chisar and hechitimtzi, because if they weren't answering, mamela, they weren't asking. So the Rambam implies that they're two different things. That the Urim V'Tumim didn't answer and they didn't even ask. So, pshat is that it was completely mufka from even asking. There wasn't even a din to ask at all. It wasn't just a hechitimtzi that they couldn't answer because they were no Urim V'Tumim. But even asking was completely precluded. It was completely excluded from possibility. And that's shot in the Pasuk. That's why they have to bring a riot from the Pasuk. Adam HaKorin L'Tum. Until Mashiach comes, there's going to be no answering with the Urim V'Tumim. Only when Mashiach comes, like we learned in the Pasuk. In Hapardes is one of the great Torah journals, all of Shalom. I wish it would come back. Many of the Gedolei Torah wrote in Hapardes, many fascinating articles in Hapardes. In Hapardes, in Shana Yadalit, in Choveretz Beis, in the middle of Divrei Torah, whether a Kohen Gadol is kosher, the Kriyas HaParsha, like a Kohen Mashiach Melchama reads the Parsha to the soldiers. So Rav Moshe writes, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Ubni Agoin Shlita, referring to Vyashaber, of Bezdin to the Kehila Kadosha Boston, He Irani Od Yoser, the Heya Der Shela Surim Betum Baisheni, Eno Achisar Nechitimtsi, Kim the Hufka Alpi Din Kol Din Sheela. It's just not a lack of a Hechitimtsi that they don't have the means to do it, but it's a Hafka. They're completely precluded. There's not even a Din Sheela. And then he brings a raya from the Lashon of the Rambam, as we said. Now in Sanhedrin Tes Zayin, we see that Ein Yotzin L'Melchama Ela al pi urim v'tumin. Rabbeinu Yonah Masechah Sanhedrin asks, how do they have b'chlal adin milchama? They were yotzei l'milchama during Bayis Sheni. How did they have, like the Chashmonaim, how did they have a din milchama? Aye, there's no Urim v'tumim. And he answered, and in Bayis Sheni, there was no Urim v'tumim, they had milchama, even without Urim v'tumim. So here we have to understand, since Urim v'tumim is a din beheter v'chalos milchama, and without Urim v'tumim, there's no chalos milchama, so what does it help that there's no Urim v'tumim? Based on what we explain and how we explain the Rambam, it's gevaldik that in Bayis Sheni it's not just the chisar nechetimsi, is that there's no din, there's a hafka from the etzin of durim v'tumim, and mimele you can have milchama without urim v'tumim. But it's still not pashut because we have the din of kiddush ha'ir v'azaris. We see in Shuas to have tezayin. There's a mandiyomer that you need everything that it says in the Mishnah, and there's another mandiyomer that it says you don't need anything, only one of the things, echad me'elu. But according to mandiyomer b'chol elu, that includes Urim v'tumim. Ezra wasn't Mekadesh the ear in the Azaris, because, as Rashi says, the Rasulfun Amar Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's because of the Chisar and Urim v'tumim. And so is Mavur in the Rambam in the sixth paragraph is based on Bechir Alochi Yedalid. So the Chorot Sarachiyun, how is it different than Milchama? By Milchama we see that there was Hafka on the Din She'ela, Memela She'ela's Nama Akev. Why don't we say the same thing? That Kiddush Yir Vazaris, Urim V'tumim, is Nama Akev. So it would appear, says Rav Moshe, that the din of Urim V'tumim of Milchama is fundamentally different than the din of Urim V'tumim of Kiddush Yir Vazaris. That by Milchama, the din Urim V'tumim is only a din of Netilas Rishus. That Milchama has to be Al pi urim v'tumim, and in the din of rishus, there's a din that when the shayla of urim v'tumim is mufka al pi din, then you don't have to ask rishus. But masha'en kein l'gabei kiddush yir v'azaris, besides the fact that it's a din rishus of urim v'tumim, there's another din that the etzem ma'isa kiddush isn't chal without urim v'tumim. Whereas the shayla of urim v'tumim is part of the etzem ma'isa kiddush. And the raya is that if you learn echad me'elu, one of those things enumerated in the Mishnah, one of the things enumerated in the Mishnah in Shavuos is Urim V'tumim. So if you learn echad me'elu, just Urim V'tumim alone is enough. So it's not just din and rishus that you need rishus, but it's part and parcel of the Kiddush. You could be mekadesh with the Urim V'tumim. And me'elu, if you don't have Urim V'tumim, you don't have Kiddush. So when it comes to being Mekadesh, that's the way you're Mekadesh. You can't be Mekadesh without the Urim V'tumim. There's no Urim V'tumim, there's no Kiddush Yir V'Azaris. Masha'en kein, when it comes to Milchama, it's a Rishus. But if you don't, not that there's no Chalos Milchama without the Urim V'tumim. So you need Rishus, but if there's no Urim V'tumim, there's no, you don't need Rishus. You don't need to ask Rishus. In the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Melachim, Melach Gimel, he says, Ein ma'amidim melech b'tchila al pi navi. And his makor is from the Sifri in Parashas Shoftim, and the pasuk Sam to Sim Alecha Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem, and the Sifri darshins that we require a navi. Targum Yoinasen is a targum Tispun Ufan Min Kodem Hashem, or Mifchar Kedain Timnun Alechon Ma'u Mibosar Kedain Timnun Alecha Malka. So he says that Tizbun Ulpan, what does it mean Tizbun Ulpan? You should ask for teaching Min Kadam Hashem, from in front of Hashem, and then after that you should be Bocher HaMelech. And then after that you should choose a king. So what does it mean V'tizbun Ulpan? That's the Urim V'tumim. First you ask for teaching in front of Hashem. Tizbun Ulpan, that's the Urim V'tumim. That's the Din She'ela. So you see from Targum Yonasan that you don't only need a Navi, but an Urim V'tumim is also good. So is Mefurish Lehedji B'Ben Ezra Ramban, that a melech is mismaneh either by a navi or by Urim V'Tumim. And the reason is because when there's a din that you need a navi, so Urim V'Tumim also helps. Navi and Urim V'Tumim are one din. They're both conduits of Dvar Hashem. How's it different than Kiddush Yerba Azaris? That we see in the Mishnah Shavuos that it's Leikuva. You need Navi and Urim V'Tumim according to the Mandamra B'chol Eilo. It's not enough to have an Urim V'Tumim. You need a Navi. Not enough to have a Navi, you need Urim V'Tumim. And so Paskin the Rambam, they're both Ma'akif. So how's that different than Kiddush Yerba Azaris? With Kiddush Yerba Azaris, you need both. Mashen came, but choosing a melech, you only need one. So the answer is that choosing a melech, you just need Rishus al-Pi Adibur. One of the two is good to have Rishus al-Pi Adibur. But if you hold B'chol Eilu, everything enumerated in the Mishnah is necessary for Kiddush Yerba Azaris. There it says, Kunavi and Urim V'Tumim. So you need both, not just Rishus. That's what makes the Chalos Urim V'Tumim. And wrote the Raya before that B'chol Eilu, if it was just Rishus, how are you Makadesh it? If it's Echad Me'elu, just Urim V'Tumim alone is enough. How can that be? If it's just Rishus. The answer is there's a Chalos that the Urim V'Tumim makes. So, therefore, you need both Urim V'Tumim and Navi if you hold B'chol Eilu. Hashem came when it's a Melech, you just need Rishus al Pi Adibur. And therefore, it's enough that you should have one of the two, either a Melech or a Navi. Ramban writes that im yefshe lem li molech begvura as memana melecham shelo al pi adibur. If they can as God, they can be memana a king even without a dibur, even without the word of God, like Rabbeinu Yonah writes about Melchama. But then we have to understand the Ramban with the Kiddush Yerba Azaris. Kiddush Yerba Azaris, if you don't have the Urim V'Tumim, it's not makudish, it's ma'akev, and by melech it isn't. So pshat is that by a melech, like we said, it's just netilas rishus. And if there's no one to give rishus, there's no din of she'ela b'urim v'tumim anymore, you don't need the rishus. It's hafka from the etzem adin. So we find that that's the chilek between Kiddush Yerba Azaris, where it's part and parcel of the chalos. Kiddush Yerba Azaris is you need the urim v'tumim, mandam b'chol eilu, and the mashe'en kain, when it comes to melech, or when it comes to going out to war, it's just a din and tilis rishus. But if there is no din of she'ela b'urim v'tumim, there is no need levakesh rishus. Venira od. Another teretz for the Rabbeinu Yonah. The legabe milchama, the din of she'ela Urim V'Tumim that we learn from the pasuk of Fnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod isn't a din in Melchama. It's a din in Sheol and Urim V'Tumim. It's not a din in Melchama. It's a din in Sheol and Urim V'Tumim. Just like that we require a melech and a beis din hagadol b'melchemes rishus. That when you require a melech and a beis din, that's a din in the milchama. A milchama requires a melech and a beis din, but a milchama doesn't require Urim V'Tumim. It's a din in the Urim V'Tumim. You can't go to war unless you ask the Urim V'Tumim. But if there is no Urim V'Tumim, then you don't have to ask. And for Enfer the Kasha, of Rabbeinu Yonah, how you have a din milcham and by Isheni, there's no Urim V'Tumim. Teretz is Pashit. It's a din in Urim V'Tumim. It's not a din in milcham. So if you don't have an Urim V'Tumim, so then obviously there's no din in Urim V'Tumim to go out to war with it. If you learn it's a din in the milcham, so how do you have milcham without Urim V'Tumim? But if you learn it's a din in the Urim V'Tumim, if you don't have Urim V'Tumim, obviously you don't need it for milcham. It's only a din in the Urim V'Tumim when you have Urim V'Tumim. Okay, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We're a little bit wiser on this sugya. I've seen a lot more to talk about. And we will conclude and give ourselves a bracha, b'li neder, lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, and we should be zocha lilmod u'lelamed, lishmor v'lasos, u'lekaimus kol divrei salmo terasu v'yhava, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.